Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Nathan Olivera at his studio in Ryan Labs, Stanford University, on December 29th, 1981. This interview is conducted by Paul J. Carlstrom and is on the theme of artists and models. Well, Nathan, we've already done a real marathon of interviews together for the archives. I think there were four sessions over a period of, must have been 2 years. And of course, we touched on this theme, on the importance of the figure in your work, perhaps even a little bit specifically on the studio situation, artists and models. But what I would like to do now is focus specifically on that subject, artist and model, the relationship between the two, and how this relationship, in your experience, or in general, may affect works of art. And there are some questions which you've had a chance to look at already. And I would like to then just move ahead and see what this brings up. First of all, well, I think maybe I should preface our discussion with the observation that after supposedly moving away from the figure, which has been very important in your work, you have for the last few years been working with a fairly abstract landscape images, and the figure as well. You haven't, I gather, entirely abandoned this at all. But now, I gather from looking around me, from what you've said, you seem to be moving more specifically back into that area.
I kept explaining when I made my departure from the figure that I really hadn't abandoned it. It was time for me to, around 78, 79, to get involved in creating a world that really didn't involve it. Nonetheless, it was figurative in that, you know, these landscapes were, the figure was absent from the landscape. He did suggest the fact that enough representation of reality that a figure could in fact exist within that landscape. So I don't believe I was really making any contradiction. Henry Hopkins wrote a little foreword to a catalog recently, and he describes the Ryan sites and Swiss sites, discusses these to some extent, and suggests that rather the figure being within the painting itself, that you in fact are the figure and you're looking at this.
Do you agree with that?
I do, of course. Presently, I'm not simply turning to the figure. What I would like to do is create a synthesis of some sort between the figure and those Ryan and Swiss side paintings. So I'm trying to get the figure and the other concept together. It seems like a logical progression. But in no way did I abandon the figure during the year 79, 80, 81, with those Ryan side paintings. During that time, there were several paintings executed involving the figure. So it wasn't a matter of turning my back on something. It meant a great deal to me for so many, many years.
Well, during this time, though, acknowledging that you never abandoned the figure, did you work directly from the model?
No. I haven't really worked from the model since maybe around 1974.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time I did that, was with Lovedell and Boyle,